I'm sorry, Tills. I'm sorry. Tills, I'm sorry.
Just lob something at him. Just beat up Santa. Can't believe you just don't know where to stop, do you?
Well, I just...
See, this time, I'm going to be a good brother. Like, if you want to be sick of our shit, be sick of our shit. Go for it. Happy days.
It's not really a choice.
No, true.
I mean, this is gold.
Chestnuts roasting on an open
fire. I will sing Sophia the First again.
yeah, we're done. Welcome. It's Max and we're Max and Harvey and Tilly. And it's the 13 Again Christmas episode.
Woo, 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 woo. Square.
Please feel free to subscribe because we always forget to say it at the start of the episode, but it would mean a lot to us if you did subscribe. Look at Tilly's face. You'd be turning that, I was about to say turn that frown upside down, but she's got a tiny little smile.
Fine, I'll put it back.
Oh. Like put it back like on the shelf.
any favours to ask the audience before we get started? It is Christmas, time for giving.
Giving what?
Whatever you want.
What?
There might be someone out there that has it for you. You could ask whatever. What do you want?
My adopt me pets back.
Oh,
that is sad. You know, I saw that episode the other day because honestly, I don't think I've ever laughed more. First, during that episode.
Was it the milkman or whatever?
Chefs. The chefs. But then when you did the oof noise, I was just dying with laughter. And every time I watch it back, I chuckle. Like, it's just so funny.
For no reason.
For Christmas. It's all
like Christmas oof.
Go on.
No, because it's so weird.
Wind it up.
Wait, I can't remember it.
it's a singular sound.
I don't think I can do it anymore.
All right.
Wait, No, don't look at me.
Not looking.
Not looking. It's all you.
Ooh.
There it is.
It just has that little, like, and to get all musical on you, it has that pluck.
Yeah,
in the back
it's not human.
It's necessary. it makes the sound what it is.
Anyway, thanks for that, Tills.
Your skin's bad.
My skin's... Well, it's not great.
A really good segue. I'm so proud of you.
You smashed that. I sort of intentionally dressed up like a Christmas tree today, mainly because...
Sorry, show me the rest.
This is the effort.
Two stars and nothing else.
I'm nearly out of stars, actually.
Oh, you can have some of mine.
Oh, thanks. I think I got you those, didn't I?
Yeah.
Surely at this point they'd like send you some, no?
Starface, get in touch. Anyway, no, because basically I don't use them a lot, but like when I do have a breakout or whatever, and maybe if I'm going to the gym or if I'm just existing on a podcast, it's nice to be able to cover up because I think at this time of year, people at home could probably relate. Skin gets bad.
Oh, thanks, Tills, for pointing out my insecurities. That's fine. I was just going to let it go.
It's like you could just do with one.
All right, no, like, have you seen it?
In there?
Yeah. Can you feel it?
Yeah, I can. Did I get rid of it? Hang on.
Oh, now we're doing pimple popping on the podcast. Let's go.
Get rid of it. Nailed it.
Done.
Well, what I was going to say is...
I wish it was that easy.
You should actually count your blessings, because if we think back...
it was bad.
Five-ish years.
That's going to be me.
Well, you might be right.
Well, no, this is the thing, Tills.
It's in jeans.
Don't get me wrong. My skin also wasn't fantastic, but he definitely had it.
Oh, yeah.
Rough.
You
but
can.
He tried to do more to his skin, though, I feel like.
No, not really.
Ooh, I don't know, actually.
I didn't really use that many products, honestly.
Because neither did I, so we were probably about the same, realistically.
But
no,
there was...
You didn't at all. You definitely did use some.
I think there was a point where we were both, one, under a lot of stress, two, hormonal teenagers, and three, just like not really treating our bodies and faces the way that we should have been because we were badly advised. We were male, so we sucked at that anyway. And that's just the brutal truth of it. I'm sure there are some men out there who are great at taking care of their skin. I'm certainly better now, but...
look after yourselves.
I feel like you always do that. It's like when you're talking or when you're like giving a long speech, you're... kind of go to the side and say, well, some people out there and some people out there.
I like to play both sides. I like to keep it fair. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's why I say it, because I say a very harsh thing about men or any sort of specific group. But then I'm like, you know, it's not all people of that category. But anyway,
it's pandering, Tills.
Yeah, exactly. I like to keep everyone happy.
stance.
This is awful. I don't like this at all.
How should I change?
Where is your leg usually?
What would you... This is my usual
stance.
No,
it's definitely not.
I don't think it
Look
is.
At every podcast, except from the ones we're in a different location.
It makes it awkward for portrait editing, just for me. Anyway,
sorry.
Acne. Do you have anything that you sort of do? Because you, for now, especially, you've got pretty nice skin. And you I think at 13, we had worse skin than she did.
Oh, big time.
Maybe 14.
Nah, I would have said 13, to be honest.
No, because if I think about it, when we first started posting, was it really that bad?
No, it wasn't.
Did it not get bad?
I suppose it was. We were like year 9, weren't we?
Yours was like mine.
But you got makeup.
So you guys used makeup as well, not for school.
No, we did. We never wore makeup
yeah,
to school.
Didn't wear makeup to school.
Not to school, but like you had foundation
for TV and stuff. Yeah,
TV.
But you know, we really didn't use it that much ourselves. And I don't know. Is there anything that you are conscious of now going into your teenhood that you're going to do when an acne strike might come? Drink a lot of water would be my first suggestion. That's what Dobby lives by. He thinks that water.
Sorry, Mr. Pepsi Max over there. He's literally got one sat next to him.
Dobby, you are 90% Pepsi Max.
That is true.
That is your body, I'm afraid.
But anything that you would like do as part of a routine, even now, that you want to keep up to make sure that you keep acne
at bay?
Do you
have a skincare routine? We sort of did one on a live stream not too long ago, but like you
the
just chucked a load
changes.
Of stuff on my face. Yeah.
It depends. Like if because sometimes my skin can get quite oily, so I'll just use like I normally. Wash it or I don't actually know what it is, but there's something that I use and I like kind of I don't know what it's called. I think it's called a balancing toner, and it's like where you put the cotton pad on it and you like squish it down and you just
oh
like,
the elephant one
no
oh
that it's the same kind of thing.
Oh okay, yeah, I
you're,
remember
you're
the
right
tub
there,
yeah,
but,
yeah
but that the elephant the drunk elephant one's a moisturizer and
right.
You like just put it on your face, but you use a cotton pad for the other one, like wipe it around, kind of clean your face, I guess.
Well, no matter what, all I will say to sort of round this off is don't let it stress you out too much, because realistically, most kids ever, all they are stressing about is their acne on their face and what people are thinking. But realistically, no one actually cares that much.
I'll give a tip. Because I have been dealing with this for a while now, and thankfully my skin is nowhere near as bad as it used to be. But one thing that I've noticed helps, especially with stuff like this, where it's like one big spot or whatever, don't touch it as much as possible.
Can't do that.
Yeah, it's tough. I agree. I'm like the worst. I'll just touch. I pick scabs. I'm the worst. But yeah, it's like, oh, is there something wrong with my eye? Let's get in there.
You did just do that. Where? Right there?
Yeah, oh. Yeah, exactly. But so it's not necessarily about not popping it. It's just because obviously when a spot first comes about, it's not always ready to be popped. So what I would suggest is ice to deal with the inflammation, because the problem is it's very hot and irritated. So by cooling it down, you're then not letting it grow as much.
I've heard about ice.
So ice is a really, really good thing. And that's why you remember your roller that you used to put in the fridge?
Yeah.
Those are really good as well. The rose quartz or whatever they're called, rollers.
Yeah. Also, I saw this thing that's like, don't pop them before bed, because then when you sleep on like your pillow and stuff, it kind of gets stuff back in there.
Well, because also that's transferring onto your pillow, which, yeah, you're then sleeping on. Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. You're getting very greasy.
Nasty.
But then the other thing I would say is ice it, wait for it to show. And then either once it's at the point where it's basically ready to go, unless you have like a really important reason to get rid of it, then obviously, you know, I'm not going to say there's a certain time frame, but either get rid of it, or if you have the money to invest, get a star, because what it does is it draws it out.
Invest.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to assume people's financial situations.
A couple quid, no.
I don't remember. I think they're like £8 for like a pack of a few. I don't know. Yeah, but anyway, either way. So you put a star on and it just draws everything out.
Why did you say invest in a star? Like, you know, they come
not
in packs.
Not one single star, obviously. But anyway, it draws it all out, and then you can remove it in the least irritating way to your skin possible. Because otherwise you're like, I know it's a bit...
You're trying to catch snow?
No, carry on and finish.
Otherwise you're just digging around and you're irritating your skin and you're making it worse, and then you're going to have a massive scar and all this sort of stuff, and it's going to be a mess. That's my tip for people who might be suffering with acne.
I've got something.
Oh, go on.
Fuck!
Go on.
Would you rather go to the past or the present? The future.
Good question, Tills. Was it? Would you rather go to the past, present, or future?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not present. Sorry, I meant past or future. I got confused.
Fantastic question. I'm glad you asked.
Are you shitting me,
Max? Do you have any thoughts?
That's a good one.
So my thing.
That's a good one.
I was gonna say time to make it a bit more Christmassy and present you with a would you rather, because everyone's been asking me for them to come back.
I thought Tilly did the would you rather.
I swear that was me.
I'm quite upset right now.
I'm like certain Tilly was the one that did the would you rather.
I swear to God it was me.
This is infuriating. And the worst thing about it is that hers is quite sweet and nice, and mine is not. So, shall we answer, Tills?
I think it's scary to go to the future because it could be so terrible that then when you get back to the present, you're like, I don't want to.
Can I just say, is a question that a lot of people ask is like, is it in their life or is it just in like history kind of? So like you could go back to when you were 3 or you could go back to the Victorian times.
Let's keep it basic. No holds barred. All rules allowed. You can do whatever you want if you go to the future or past. I would go to the future because you'd be stupid not to. You could learn so much about what's going to happen. You could invest into the right
while
things.
While you're still alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, but if you're already going to the future, can you only go to one stop? Is that a rule? Because that's what I'm saying. It's like,
no, but I think
you can either
point,
go forwards
her
or
point
backwards.
Is that if you go to a future where you won't even be alive, then you go back to the present. Any decision you make in the present would be in like, it wouldn't make sense unless it was to like keep yourself alive somehow. Do you know what I mean?
No, I can't lie. I zoned out.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't really understand what you mean.
I would probably go to the past, I think, because I would see...
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, maybe even like an era where either like a William Shakespeare was alive, because I think that would have been a really fascinating era to see like what theatre was actually like in that time. Yeah. And then otherwise... Cavemen, I'd love to know what they were actually like.
What are they doing?
Do you know what I mean? Because obviously we can assume like roughly what they were doing, but like
you're
really
a caveman.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Right.
So wait, did you say future?
I did.
I feel like I should answer.
It was your question, but okay.
Well, Max normally answers his.
Does he? I guess it kind of.
That one time when he took it away from me.
Yes, because it's usually your thing. Yeah.
I feel like I would love to go to the future because I feel like I hear about the past enough and like you kind of learn about it and it's done. It's done. It's over. Let's go to the future.
Mm-hmm. Fair play. I respect that decision. I'm the only one going to the past, it seems.
Right.
Leo would go to the past.
Time for the good shit. Here we go. Would you rather be eaten alive by 100 ravenous elves or... be eaten alive by just Santa Claus himself?
Santa Claus.
Well,
it's like an honor. Like,
you've basically got to decide. Fair. You've basically got to decide. Yeah, harrowing. Which one would be quicker and less painful?
Well, I think the
if all the elves are like biting at you.
No, I think the elves would like tear you apart quicker. No.
No, he would just swallow you in one gulp.
Yeah, but then you got to digest, and that would take time. You don't die when he eats you.
Yeah, he crushes you with his teeth in one crush.
Maybe.
What, Santa?
Yeah.
You're describing him as more of like a... He hasn't changed. He's still Santa. Oh. He's probably going at it like knife and fork, sort of.
I was imagining like a massive like...
No, I haven't created some mecha Santa. Like, it's not...
You know when you see in TV shows and they like stomp, and it's like 10 times bigger than the character?
No. Any answers?
Well, this whole thing is just really weird.
No, but it's what everyone wants.
I guess the elves, then.
I would have said the elves. Yeah, because I think they would just they're efficient little guys, you know. They're like they get it done. They got toys to make. They're not messing around. They're not faffing around.
Yeah,
maybe
true.
It might be because they're hungry. In which case, you're their lunch break, and so they probably only get 5 minutes. So they're just in and out, you know, done.
No, so I'm going to go with an original answer. I would go with Santa.
Sorry, did I not say that?
Because of the honor of being eaten by Santa.
Sorry, did I not say that?
Oh, it's funny how that's happening today, isn't it?
I actually completely forgot that that was what Tilly said.
No, do you know what else I thought about was like how... And this doesn't even matter how harrowing it would look from the outside. Because realistically, they're both pretty harrowing. But if you're just watching Santa eat a guy, it's like, oh, that's a bit shit. But like 100 ravenous elves just ripping apart.
Why do you keep
apart,
using the word ravenous?
They're hungry.
They're hungry guys.
They're really hungry.
Yeah, how do you know?
Santa doesn't feed
them. You haven't met them.
No, that's true.
None of it's real.
Okay, so you're gonna have to cut.
I didn't say. I just meant the yeah, Santa's the not gonna eat anyone.
Would
is
you
he?
Rather? Yeah. The would you?
That's
rather.
What I meant. Santa's not gonna eat anyone. You ruined it for everyone.
This is your fault. I don't know what you're looking at him for. He's not gonna swoop
Help
in and say,
me.
Is he?
Oh, it's fine, Help it's fine, me. It's fine. It's straight over everyone's heads.
Well, I'm glad we got that covered. Let us know Help in me. The comments.
He's got a mic.
Let us know in the comments what your personal Ridiculous. Choice would be.
And if you've seen Santa.
Past or future?
We're done with that. What I was going to move on to, into the future. Oh, you got Ooh. Heartburn.
Wait, what size is my heart?
Left.
Okay, then yes.
You've got heartburn.
I assume so.
Oh, awesome. Do you want like some Gaviscon?
I know what that means.
You're probably dying.
That's great.
Only
news.
Got minutes to live. Success.
What were you going to move on to?
I was going to move on to the fact that we've got a bit of a weird Christmas tradition that I wanted to talk about.
We do.
Because I don't know if other people do this in their households, but we're a household of four children. And so we like to split up responsibilities. And are you just obsessed with the snowflake? What's going on?
I was counting the branches as 18, if you wanted
well
to know.
Done. Thank you. Is that part of your reading age, or is it...
Counting, you dick.
Maybe it contributes. Anyway, we've got a weird tradition because we do a rota for our Christmas decorations, in which every year the rota
You're
changes.
So annoying.
I am, I know. Every year the rota changes. Someone has to do putting up the tree. Someone has to do, which this is a weird one. I think it changed because it didn't used to be this, but someone has to do the chocolates.
Mm-hmm. We put chocolates in our tree.
Yeah, you have to like tie up the little strings of the chocolate baubles, which
yeah.
is...
Yeah, so you get them from the shop and then you have to make them.
Yeah, a bit annoying.
I may as well just buy a Cadbury's thing, snap off each of the squares and wrap it up and tie it and put it on the tree.
But Tills, it gives someone a job for the rota.
Yeah, but no, that could still be a job.
Think of the rota. Come on. Anyway, what are the other things?
Cadbury are probably thinking of the rota.
The lights slash tinsel and then the star. And
we
this
don't
year,
have an angel. It's a star.
This year, who
She's
got the star?
Brightest star I've ever seen. Brightest star. That was me. I got the star.
Bars.
That was horrible.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
I mean, it was in tune.
# love nativity.
Oh, is that what that's from?
Yeah, okay.
You didn't know. That's really disappointing.
Sorry, I don't watch many Christmas films.
I've only watched it like once. Sorry. I like David Tennant. He's in it, isn't he?
Oh,
yes.
I thought you were about to say from another Christmas movie.
No, like no, that. Doctor Who,
That's
Doctor
the
Who.
Kind of thing you do.
But yeah, I don't know if our rota is like completely unheard of or if other people do this in their households, but it's every year it then changes. So did we see who's next?
Well,
yeah,
I
you've got the star next.
Yeah, I've got the star next year.
Basically, I don't
remember ever doing the star. Why do I keep getting... Am I getting skipped?
Basically.
Hopefully,
yeah. We get... Wait, no, it should be you next, because doesn't it go in age order? How would that make sense?
That's what I would have thought.
If I just had the star, surely you
I think it goes in importance of children order.
So it started with me as the star.
No, I don't think so.
Well, we haven't started this in 2024, so...
Yeah.
No, but I started with the star originally.
No, but if it's recycling back round to me, then it must be me that's most important, because...
No, honey.
I was pretty gassed with my job this year, because I just sat and ate
Sorry,
all the chocolate.
I noticed that. There were barely any on the tree.
I knew it!
No,
yeah.
No, but
and
in
then you
fairness,
started handing them out.
To be fair, while you were doing it, I also went and took some from you.
Can we clip this and show mum and dad this? Because, no, before you speak, because... All right.
There's like three on the tree.
I've been eating them.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She ate every single one on the tree.
No, I went the other day.
By the way, we're on like the 10th. We're on the 10th of December or something like that. I had a look at the tree and went, there's nothing.
That's not true. So, I said to mum, you need to check, because I think Max, there's only one packet on the tree. Like, I think Max has just taken another packet to his room or something.
No.
And every time
that would have been funny.
Every time I go to the tree, I offer them out. I don't just get them for myself.
Anyone want a chocolate from the tree?
Yeah. Eight,
that five. Classic question, yeah.
No, I only
three for me, one for me.
Three at a time, are you hearing this?
That is incredible.
Mummy's a whole
thing of chocolate
at a time. I only three little.
That is criminal, Tills. No, if
you
I
ate half the packet. No,
yeah, but the point is that you're just meant to have like one each time you go to the tree, not don't like you...
okay,
all of them.
Okay, every time I get up and get one, I get one at a time. Tills, I just keep going up.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I actually said that for the joke. I actually didn't eat that many.
You definitely
I think
did.
I ate two while I was making
Dobby
them.
Ate one. Harvey yeah, had Dobby a handful. Did eat one. Leo ate one.
You probably ate more than me while I was making them.
To be fair, I actually also exaggerated a little bit. I don't think I took that many.
But and then sorry, once I put them on the tree, I had one. So I think I had about four in total. Meaning
you had
two bags to yourself.
No.
Tilly's out here eating baubles.
I've given four out.
That'll do.
It's got no chocolate left.
Sorry. Go. You go. What are you saying?
She's gonna kill us.
I've given four out since you put them on.
Gotcha.
Dobby had one. You had four. You had probably six.
Take that reading age back down. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, Tills.
Tills,
I'm sorry.
Just lob something at him. Just beat up Santa. Can't believe you just don't know where to stop, do you?
Well, I just...
See, this time, I'm going to be a good brother. And I'm going to...
Having read the comments... Oh,
I'm
not even crying.
I'm just counting to 10 before I slap him.
Is that a promise? Or is that...
Is this okay, Dob? Yeah, deep breath. It's fine, Tills. She wasn't even crying this time, but I decided to hug her just in case.
Yeah, it's probably
you
smart.
Lot blew up about it again.
Oh yeah, we never talked about that.
No,
I wanted to talk about it, but we forgot.
Tills, when you had your this is probably the worst time when you had your moment about Curly, were you upset that me or Harvey didn't hug you? You are more than welcome to answer this freely. If you were upset, you can say.
No.
Okay. How come?
I don't know. I feel like sometimes just isn't the right moment. And I feel like during that week, we kind of had enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like... I don't know. It just... It obviously seemed appropriate, but at the time, in the room, how it felt, it just wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, people don't know that. And mm-hmm. it did come... I see how it came across,
mm-hmm.
the way that people took it. But I feel like, definitely in the moment, it just didn't... It did not feel right, because that sounds like I didn't want to hug you or whatever.
Mm.
But like there was just something about it that it was just like... It wasn't necessary.
But this is the thing. As your older brothers, I think we both... very much knew that then wasn't the time for that, because we, you know, no matter what people think of our relationship or whatever, we can read each other very well and know, you know, what's necessary in a situation, and for that one specifically just wasn't.
But also we're the first people, I think, to not do something because the cameras are on,
mm-hmm.
as well. Like if we'd have both gone up to you to hug you in that moment, you would have probably thought, well, they wouldn't have done this, you know, like... Not that we wouldn't hug you, because we obviously have and do, but do you know what I mean? Like, in that specific scenario, it would have been really...
It.
Well, yeah.
You don't look very comfy, though.
Exactly. You're sort of, this is all forced.
I'm pretty comfy.
Oh, right. Okay, I'll just stay over here then. Dobby? There we go. Oh, he said no.
Loser.
I think you should return, because otherwise it'll be just jarring.
Bad for clips. All right. Bye-bye, Tib.
Bye.
But yeah, so anyway, the end of the Bauble debacle, which is a great band
Jesus
name.
Jesus Christ.
Which is I did not eat. You're making it out that I'm really fat as well, by the way.
No, you're not. Look at you.
What?
Skinny queen.
Two bags of chocolate, whatever they are.
Baubles.
Baubles. And that's just not true.
Well, I believe you.
That. I literally offered them to your mates.
You did. I don't think anyone took one. But you did offer.
You did offer.
No, but I'm
and
just...
then had three.
No, I didn't.
Sorry, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm just proving that I do actually offer them when I'm stood there.
Mm, yeah, that's fair enough. What were we even talking about before that happened? Oh, I was going to say, I've got my Harvey Hates Everything.
Okay.
Because it's relevant. And it's quick. Don't worry. We'll get through it. It's speedy. I hate our tree.
Yeah,
I hate it. It
facts.
Sucks.
Come on, Tills.
And probably no one out there is going to see it. Cause...
Why did you even say this? Because we all agree. That literally the only person in our family that doesn't agree is Mum.
Well, yeah, but I wanted to talk about it because at least we get it out there. It's like we keep reusing. And don't get me wrong, it's good to reuse things for sure. I'm not saying it's not. And I'm not even saying that necessarily
well,
I want...
Long, but...
I don't necessarily want a real tree either. I mean, it would be cool.
No.
I'm not going to lie to you, right? So though I somewhat agree with you, I also don't really care.
Yeah, that's
enough
that
to
is...
a point of it's what makes Mum happy. Mm. However, so I'm happy that it makes Mum happy because she gets the memories and all this kind of stuff from the baubles and whatever. The other point I will make though, and it's a bit of a sillier point, but I feel bad for Mr. Tilly over here because she doesn't get her cutesy aesthetic Christmas tree pictures and videos.
You sort of hear the audio that TikTok will automatically give you when she takes a picture. It's like,
what, no, not quite. But yeah, no, I feel for you because I know that's, you know.
That's not, I do agree with that, but I feel like.
Just go to someone else's house.
The memories thing. The memories thing. It's a tree. And it's not even real.
But it's more than a tree, Tills. It's
but
the
it's
the it's constant
not,
arguments.
It's not a real tree, yet it's dead.
Well, it was never a real tree.
It's plastic.
It's definitely not dead, I don't think.
It's a plastic
Have
you
tree. Looked at it?
Oh, it's dead.
Oh,
I
look,
agree with that.
Our tree ratchet as hell.
I was going to say something really bad then.
But no, it's the memories of arguing every Christmas over the rotor and over Paul not putting his shift in.
Let's keep the piece of paper then.
What, just the paper? You want to just put that in the
with
corner
the
of
rotor.
The room?
The rotor
no,
is the
you're,
tree.
You're saying the memories. You're like, oh, I was fighting over the rotor. We'll keep the piece of paper. That's fine.
Yeah, but we've got all of those tacky baubles that like Max and I made in school, and you would have made some in school as well, and they suck. And I'm like, I get it. Put stuff on the fridge, whatever, but like, you shouldn't be rewarding kids for stuff that bad.
No.
Like, don't put that on the tree.
Well, I just feel like if she wants that, I feel like we should also have another tree then.
A secondary tree.
One that looks good. I'll put it up myself.
Where would you put the tree?
I put the one we have now in the conservatory so the dogs can tear it apart as much as they want.
Yeah, good.
And then we put the other one where the one is now.
Right. Our dogs aren't really like tearing apart dogs, but
our
we could train
aren't.
Them.
Our dogs aren't.
There are other dogs.
There are other dogs, yeah.
But the ones that Mum look after, there's some of them are, 'cause a lot of them are puppies.
Yeah.
Well.
But... I just think it would be, like you say, it would be nice to have like a centerpiece tree and then
I
a
feel
tap
like we
tree.
Should explain, not explain them, but like say if each job is good or bad.
In like, the rotor?
Yeah. The tree, awful.
No
terrible.
One wants the tree.
Wants the tree.
I cut my thumb
tree.
Putting up
it's
the tree.
Messy.
It's like you have to hoover all the little bits on the floor because the tree is dying.
Like, yeah, I didn't actually have to do that. I just did that because I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Last year, I think Leo had it and Leo had to hoover.
Mm.
You wonder how many more times we can hoover that tree before it's just wires.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
How does it keep shedding?
The lights are probably the next worst
thing. Yeah, because you have to like untangle them. And like, Leo did quite a good job, to be fair, because he did it. I think he must have had like a good tactic for it because he did it quite quick. But he also did it while she were doing the tree, which then just made it easier because then he was ready.
Chocolate.
it's fine. Can be a bit...
I actually enjoyed it. It's quite peaceful. Just a little hand activity.
Yeah, but it can just be a bit... together. What do you call it when you're
don't
like...
do that.
Don't do that.
Okay, get your head out the gutter, mate.
Just carry on.
Head out the gutter.
And then the star. Star's easy.
The star's the best because you literally don't have to do... Well,
you do have to put baubles on.
The baubles are like an everyone thing. Like everyone has to do the baubles, but...
I didn't put a single one on.
Yeah, congrats. Because he was being difficult.
I put the tree up and I was upset because I hurt my thumb.
No.
Fair enough.
Were you so upset and that's why you ate all the chocolate?
No, I didn't. I didn't eat all the chocolate. What was really funny was that Mum decided to literally set the exact time that we were putting up the decorations as the time that the F1 was on. And so, as festive as we always are, we had cars going around in circles.
Thanks,
to
Dobby.
Christmas music.
To Christmas music.
Some man called Dobby over there decided that he wanted it more than Christmas music.
Damn, you featuring today, Dobbs. It's a Dobby Christmas special. Yeah, Dobby.
If we get 20,000 likes on this episode, we'll give Dobby a mic.
Seems like you won't be getting a mic.
do you want one, or would you rather not? He said it doesn't matter, just in case. I've got one final thing, so that we can hopefully... And I don't trust this,
Tilly
hopefully.
Tilly loves everything.
Oh, my God. Woo, do you want to do one? Would you like to do one?
Yeah.
Do you have something?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Can we sort of tie it in? Because it does make sense. So you can do your Tilly loves everything, but my question was going to be, what is everyone's favourite thing about Christmas? Is it Christmas related?
See,
she doesn't even know yet.
No, she's because I'm making it up so I can make it Christmas.
Okay, let's do it then.
Christmas traditions.
Okay. Any specific ones?
Not like ours specifically, but I just like that people have them. It's just quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't even know like the basic ones because obviously we don't really have any basic ones. But we have what we used to have actually. We don't really do it anymore. Because we don't all fit, is we used to open our stockings in our parents' room.
Oh, yes, yeah. But I mean, we technically fit in our parents' room, it would just be...
It's just like you have to sit on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
So
a bit crammed.
Yeah. And just things like waking up at a certain time, even though some people don't seem to...
Tilly always wants us up at the crack of dawn, whereas...
11 is not early.
I'm always up at that point.
Last year you weren't.
Yeah, no, last year I was pretty bad to be
last
fair.
Last year was not a good time for us.
But this entire year, I've been much better. What, so I will be able to be up early for this Christmas.
Is that because you guys aren't up, Leo then feels that he doesn't have to be up.
Mm.
Which just doesn't help.
He's playing the game.
But the thing is, Tills, this year should be fun because I think both me and Harvey will be up at a reasonable time because that has been most of our year this year. And we will just beat Leo up.
Yeah.
To get him up and drag him
last
through.
Last year, after I finally got them up, it was probably about 12 or 1, they'd hidden all the presents in Leo's room.
Oh, yeah, we did do that.
And they were like, oh, let's go look for them. I wonder where they are. Oh, let's look in the studio.
Did we?
Yeah, I think we did.
I don't remember.
You
that.
Weren't a part of it. It was Leo and Max.
Oh.
We stole her stocking. Oh, I'm getting a call.
No, it was everyone's presents. There was like loads of presents under the tree. And then I went down in the morning. They were all gone.
No.
I think I still had all my presents.
No, nobody did.
Were mine gone?
Everyone had their stocking.
I'm not going to lie, we're getting old now. I don't think we're getting many presents. I think we're done.
We're out of time.
Yeah, we're out.
To answer your Tilly loves everything, though, I would say I agree with the tradition thing because I think most people find comfort in familiarity. Mm. And especially at Christmas time when everyone's together and can sort of have that familiarity together. It makes it a lot easier to do things like traditions because realistically you don't sort of have many personal traditions for yourself. Typically you sort of have a tradition with other people, like me and my friends. We go to Alton Towers once every year.
But this is the
2 years running now.
I think with some traditions
whoa, you've been twice.
That
oh
is,
yeah
let's go.
We're on to it.
What I was going to say is that with some traditions, like, I feel like it can be a little bit stressful because sometimes you might just not be able to make it work or make it happen for whatever reason. And then you've become more stressed or more upset because it was a tradition you were trying to keep to. So in some ways, I would argue against traditions, but equally, there are some very nice, easy as well, traditions that are like not exactly impossible to keep up with.
Christmas dinner.
Like Christmas dinner, exactly. That's a fairly easy tradition. And the rota. The rota kind of has to happen because we put up the decorations.
What's your favourite Christmas meat?
I only like chicken. I don't really like any other meat.
It's just a terrible question.
Chicken is a good answer. I will take that answer. It's not very Christmassy, but I'll give it to you.
I think you'd be all right with turkey.
Yeah, sure, man.
Mine technically shouldn't count because it's two, but pigs in blankets. Bacon and sausage.
I like beef.
It's phenomenal. And that is actually, pigs in blankets genuinely probably are my favorite thing about Christmas. I'm not even joking.
Or apple pork.
That is kind of good.
Apple roasted pork. Yeah.
Got that little sweet, bit of sweet.
A bit of sweet, a little bit of pork.
See, I feel like people don't understand. It's so annoying to have two of you because you have the same humor, which is like so ridiculously stupid. And you both say the same thing.
It rings true, especially with the chef's thing.
He giggled at that. It just wasn't funny.
Someone, I don't know what the episode's called, but we were sat outside in a very different place than we usually are, and I was just dying about chefs on Roblox. And if you watch that, you'll understand exactly what Tilly means because it's just not funny.
I didn't even know what he was saying,
but it was possibly one of the funniest things that's ever happened to me. So anyway, we're going to move on now because it's coming to the end of the episode to the comment shout out, because every single time we do a shout out for someone in the comments, so please feel free to leave a comment, talk about something that we talked about in the podcast, or just leave something that you want to, you know, ask a question, or just something that you enjoyed about the episode.
Ask the question.
I'm going to ask a question now. It's from Joanna Stokes, who says, I've noticed as twins, it's interesting that Max and Harvey have pretty different personalities. Max seems very low key and not easily phased, except he has a temper. And Harvey seems more type A, don't know what that means, with the grammar policing, control freak side, and I'm not judging because I'm the same.
I don't think it does mean that.
The question is, have we had these differences since birth, and who does Tilly think she's more like?
Oh, I was really hoping for Tilly to be involved, so I'm glad that happened at the end there.
That was why I picked it, because it was mainly about who do you think you're more like, but yes, we've had those differences since birth, just to answer that quick question. We've always been pretty different.
So to give you a sort of bit of a toddler backstory, Mum would set us off into a room, sort of whether it be like a baby playgroup or whatever. Harvey would explode into the room and just be either slapping, headbutting, kissing everything he saw.
I think that you've taken some artistic liberties there.
I have a little bit, but he was just very explosive and energetic and a very sociable baby. Me, however, if you tried to separate me from my mother, I would kick you.
Max was the epitome of hate.
Yeah.
As a child.
I think, though, once I got going, and also because, you know, I had the familiarity of him, if I saw him doing something, I would be comfortable to go over and join that, but he would have to go over and do it first, basically, I think. That switched up a little bit as we've gotten older, but like that was sort of the basics that we played off of. How do you feel you fit into either one of those?
Do you think you burst into a room, or do you think you're a bit more like, wait to see what the vibe is?
I feel like probably more like Max, because especially when I was younger, I was a real struggle, like in primary school, to be like kind of handed over to the teacher. So in that way, I feel
here you
like.
Go. Sorry, I just like that image.
I feel like I'm more like Max, but then like once I'm in there, I mean, that's the thing is I wouldn't know because I didn't have anyone like Harvey to kind of follow or whatever.
Imagine if Tilly had a twin as well. Mm. Oh my God, we'd be dead. We'd have been murdered by now.
Yeah,
they'd have plotted against us.
I don't think I could have a twin.
Would you kill it? Them?
Yeah, it was probably...
No, but I just think that... Well, I don't know, because I'd have to know from when I was younger, but if I got a twin, like now, I can... I know. I didn't like it.
Do you know what I find? This is not the note to end the podcast on, but I'm going to do it anyway. Okay. Really sad is that...
I know where you're going as well. I know exactly where you're going.
Some twins do have to live with the fact that they're no longer a twin.
Oh, God.
And they ate their twin in the womb.
Well, that's not always how it works.
It's not always the case.
It's
but
more
that,
like
that
absorb
happens.
The nutrients
and
of.
Then, and then they're... But, because we know people. Like, we have met people that have actually weirdly admitted that to us. Not that I think people normally would. I think it's because it's because we're twins that people sometimes feel the need to tell us stuff like that.
Oh, I was meant to be a twin.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, literally every time someone says that, I go, oh no.
And yeah, you assume where it's going and they're like, yeah, I sort of just killed the other in the womb somehow. And it's like, whoa. Well, good job that didn't happen with us, because if it did, wouldn't have him.
It would have been me. I'd have been gone.
Oh yeah, because you had like a problem.
Yeah.
You tried to kill him.
I think he was doing his damned hardest.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, I survived and came out.
I mean,
out
you got your
kicking.
Karma, you nearly went.
I did. I nearly went myself, had my own battle. Let's not dwell on that. Thank you, everyone, so much for watching. Hope you all have the most wonderful Christmas.
That
hope it's been...
Or whatever holiday you might be celebrating, we hope you have a wonderful one of those, because we don't know what people are celebrating back home. And also, if you wouldn't mind subscribing or liking the episode or doing whatever it is you feel like doing...
Turn on those post notifications.
And do that as well. Why not? I mean, you watch more YouTube videos than us. What do people say at the end of their videos?
Like, subscribe, and turn on those post notifications, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
That was awesome.
That was really cool.
Thanks. You could like, I want to buy a cameo of that.
Do you have anything else? Anything else you want to sign off with, or
smash that subscribe button?
Oh,
let
Jesus.
Me see it. Crack that phone screen, but don't actually, because your parents will get mad.
I blame you for that. That is entirely your fault.
How could I have known?
You let her do that.
What?
Bye.